Angela. What do you think about these crime stuff coming out every day, crime reports on what they're going to say to me and so forth?
I think it's a pretty leaky outfit down there, and I also think that the press has, they're wanting to pick up a lot of older things. The place,
the Times story this morning didn't look like it's very old. It looked like it's pretty fresh off the kettle.
Well, that one related to a meeting about a little over 3 weeks ago between Christmas and New Year's Day. First break in that story, you recall, I had never been invited to a crime commission meeting. I had never been to one until after I was acting attorney general. I was invited to the first one they held after that. First day, up comes wiretapping. I made a brief, well, it was 10 minutes maybe. I was actually getting ready to go to the airport. I was talking about 10 minutes and said I thought this was something that the commission would be well advised to stay away from. I knew at the time that they were voting 4-5-1 in favor of authorizing wiretapping. My theory was that it would impair the overall effectiveness of their. I had a bunch of theories anyway. The point is that was a Saturday that I did that. By Monday, we were just getting phone calls from every newspaper man in town. One of them, Fred Graham, who first ran the story, said that he had 5 different sources of what I said, quoting him. And then there was a big story about a happy thing. That was, so that illustrates the problem there. I think also some of those people there are not really, I'm not talking about the commission, people on the commission themselves, and some of the staff people are not in our strong volume support. I don't think they've gone out of the way to hurt us. I'm not too sure on some of it, but I think these last several stories, that one in the Daily News the day before yesterday, just had all kinds of stuff about what they were coming. The crime commission will be here tomorrow and Sunday, and they'll make their final decision, presumably, on the wiretap thing. Mr. Hoover tells me that there'll be 3 or 4 of them that'll be quite contentious about some of the staff's activities in trying to run the commission.
I think somebody ought to tell them that I don't want their damn report if they have more respect for some gossipy long-haired columnists than they do the president that appointed them.
Well, they were...
Just keep their damn report.
There were 2 long statements of that nature, one by Judge Parsons of Chicago, who made a very forceful statement. He's quite close to the FBI, and that's why he did it. Commission, if you can't even talk in confidence there, you can't accomplish anything, and you're undermining you. Integrity by leaking this stuff out. Nick made a statement to that effect, too. I'm told I wasn't there. I'm sure he did. So, as far as words would go, I think they've been...
I think the problem staff or members or both?
I think the... I think this last one may have been members. The one about Liam. Fred Graham written. I think a much larger real problem is the staff. It always has been. Those fellows have been talking to all the time.
Who is Borenberg?
Tim Borenberg is the staff director.
I know it, but who is he? What's his background?
He's a Harvard professor that Bob Kennedy appointed to head the Office of Criminal Justice the month before he left to announce the Senate. You know, they just put that thing together in the last few days there to give him the thing. And Jim came down and headed that up and was the head of the Office of Criminal Justice until the Crime Commission was appointed when he moved
sure bad. And I want to stay as far away from them, as cool to them as I can get. And if you have any influence on Hoover, wants to investigate them, see where who's doing it. I haven't told him. He sent a note over to see if I wanted to, and I told him not to. I think that just created a lot of stir.
I think on a public committee, there's a lot of leading people on there, a lot of very good friends of yours.
But I think what we ought to do is just say to them that if you want to recommend this for the papers, each one of you take your section, go to your favorite paper. If you want to recommend things to the president for his consideration, he's entitled to have your judgments and your considerations and time to evaluate them without the pressures that go with all these leaks. And he doesn't want it if you got to do it that way. Keep it in there. I don't care what you get done. And I'd see if somebody said that. When they're supposed to report.
Well, if they can agree, they will have a draft available Monday.
What is this business? I see the Attorney General's writing them, wiretapping the crime bills himself, Kennedy. Are they, your department, giving him this stuff?
No, not that I know of.
They tell me that he's got a constant stream of your people going in and out of his office all the time.
Well, they're a number. We've gotten rid of two of them in the last month or so, and I've got two more moving out. One March 1st, and one as soon as he finds a place. That's painful work. I'd rather do it deliberately. We just have a revolution here. One of them went right up to Ted Kennedy.
Go. What was he doing over at your place?
He was confidential assistant to the Attorney General. It was one of those things that really disturbed me greatly. He's a 26-year-old boy, and he's a nice kid. But he was in on every wiretap deal, and he made the entire review of the files for me. So he had my knowledge. I'm sure I firmly alienated him and made some others mad, but I just wouldn't let him take any papers out of here. Made him check out everything, even his personal papers, and reviewed them. I'm not sure what that's worth, really, but they seem to have some bad documents anyway. Is he reading any more?
Have they just stole you out of house and home over there on documents?
I don't think so. One thing, you can't find them. Bureau's got so many of them, so I don't think they have. There are enough of them here to have a lot of things.
Is there anything you can do with Hoover to try to get him to say that he's not against the consular treaty if he's given enough money to adequately cover any espionage activities?
I can try.
He wrote Rusk a letter, but it doesn't do the job. It just says that he was just saying that if they had new consular offices open, why, it would create a good many problems. It's very negative. And what we're trying to do now, we've got about five big decisions. One of them just between us is just as hot as a firecracker right now in Vietnam. It could mean the difference. Another one is the non-proliferation treaty. We're within an inch of getting it. Another one is the anti-missile. They're going to spend $30-40 billion, and we're going to spend $30-40. We don't want to get in an arms race, so I sent Tommy Thompson back over and tried to talk him out of it. Now, we made a good deal of progress in the Civil Air Agreement. We don't trust them. We don't think you can trust them. We think you got to watch them every minute. We think you ought to watch them more than we are watching them. But the problem is not they're knowing what we got. Hell, they got blueprints of everything, as Judy Copland shows. The problem is we don't know what the hell they got. And the consular thing gives us a chance to protect our people and to get around and have some little something besides right just in Moscow. And all of our people, like Thompson and the experts, say that it's just so important. And if they want to put ex-consulars here, well, we don't mind how many million he gets, and he can just, by God, sleep with them. But We expect them to be sleeping with people over there too, but we want to know more than we do know, and we think it's to our interest, not to theirs. So we think the advantages are so much stronger for us, at least Thompson does, and Kohler does, and Rusk does. So that is it. And if in talking to him we can say that, let's be affirmative and say to Fulbright, I am not running the State Department. I'm not passing on these treaties. I am not against the consular office, provided that you know what I've said, that it takes additional personnel. And that's what I think he said to Rooney. I think that's all he intended to say. I don't think he intended to start passing on diplomatic matters, but I don't know. And I don't know whether I'm the one to get him to do it or whether you are. He wrote a letter that kind of halfway did it, but it didn't do it enough to satisfy the Dirksons.
I saw it on the ticker and it looked pretty good to me, but I'll...
Well, I talked to Fulbright this evening, and I talked to Dirksen last night. It doesn't quite do the job. What we need for him to say is, if I could get him over here and get Fulbright over here and just sit down with him and say, here's what the advantages to us. Let both of them listen to it, maybe Dirksen. Now, what do you need to do to see that our security is protected? And he could say, well, I need so-and-so, so-and-so. I said, okay, we'll give you that.
Let me discuss it with him, see what it looks like.
I wouldn't think you. I wouldn't. Don't say I initiated. Didn't know. Say I started. But I think about it. Now, what your people, had they anticipated this box stuff and this testimony with the Bittmans?